The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
When I say we're live 7 days a week from 7 p. to 10 p. Eastern Time. I don't know what that is. I can't rattle off all the time zones Free Talk Live's heard in, because it's heard in just about all of them. We've had calls on this show from every continent except Antarctica. By the way, you people in Antarctica that are listening, you scientists down there doing whatever tests you are that are listening to Free Talk Live, please, one of you, just give me a call so I don't have to say every continent except Antarctica. 855-450-FREE. Let's go to the phones and the fun. It's James in Arizona. James, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Well, if I don't like what I hear on Free Talk Live, Mark, I don't change the channel. I call and challenge you guys to think a second time.
Excellent.
For real. And I was reminded earlier today on our LRN of something, the first thing you ever said in response to something, the first thing I ever called in to Free Talk Live about violence begetting peace. And I mentioned that I was defender of the dropping of the two bombs that decimated the evil empire of Japan and ended the war for good. And then Japan ended up growing up to be a peaceful, loving country and prosperous and all that. And because the army stayed, they never got overrun by China, who most definitely would have taken their anger and vengeance out on a country that literally committed a million rapes and murdered millions of people.
You mean Japan?
Yeah, Japan literally committed hundreds of thousands of rapes. No, they committed hundreds of thousands of rapes. Not just rape in Nanking. They raped 80,000 people in Manila only a few months before Fat Man was dropped on Hiroshima. 80,000.
A few months before in Manila? I thought they had been bombed out of by Nuremberg. Was a friend of mine landed
and
jumped into Nuremberg.
They were bombed.
Several months. Okay, several months.
Manila
said a few
was bombed
months,
the living hell.
Yeah, okay. I'm sorry.
Manila was, let me just clarify for the audience who doesn't know, Manila was basically firebombed by the United States and allies in early of 1945. And the Japanese soldiers that survived took it out by raping every woman they could, literally, in the tens of thousands.
No doubt about that. Are you aware that that the United States wanted, that the Japan asked the United States to come to the bargaining table about the oil embargo?
Of course, I know we didn't give them war supplies. I know the total war machine that the evil empire of Japan was in 1941 before they bombed Pearl Harbor. I know
they
were
a pretty big war machine in World War I when they were on the same side as the United States, too.
That, we're not talking about that, but if you want to talk about that and switch
to World War, you can't talk about World War II without talking about World War I. It's not possible.
I know that it's fascinating that nobody ever says the Versailles Treaty led to the Japanese invading Manchuria in 1931, because the evil empire of Japan, speaking of World War I and World War II, Japan started World War II. Most people don't even realize that. And they did it, and they got away with it for years. And no wonder why Hitler thought that he could get away with invading the Sudetenland, the Rhineland, Czechoslovakia, because nobody did anything about Japan doing what they were doing. Nobody did anything about Japan.
That's so, because my point empire was a normal way of being back then. Right now, here in the United States, now we look back at wars of acquisition. But, I mean, the whole West, where you live, was stolen from people in a war of acquisition. And were they raped? You better believe they were.
Fascinating. May I respond to that?
I'm sorry. Aren't you getting a chance to talk?
Yeah, I want to respond to your fixation of always going further back in history and saying, well, they did it too, we did it too before them. Okay, Mark, I live in a beautiful town on the outskirts of Phoenix, Arizona, where in one direction, in a few minutes' run, I could be on what's called the res, and in the other direction is America's roughest sheriff who lives on a hill in a nice gated community. Okay, it's fascinating because the res, they have a much higher standard of living now than they ever did before the white man came to town. And that is a fact. Now, I don't want to talk about it, and I don't defend anybody
Indian.
Yeah, it was good for them.
I don't defend anybody that committed murder 150 years ago. But 238 years after the Constitution was signed in a declaration of war, we live in a much better place than it was before our ancestors. But I'm talking about Japan.
You really can't compare it, though. I mean, Europe, which didn't
have... You're the one that compares them.
The point I'm trying to make is Europe is just about as nice as what, you know, Phoenix, Arizona. There's plenty of nice places in Europe, and they didn't have those same wars of acquisition.
Right.
They didn't have to conquer native peoples there. So I think that it's pretty fair to say you don't need to slaughter people to do it.
I'm not advocating slaughter. Never am I.
You are saying that we did kill those savages into civilization, right?
Neither did you. I know that ancestors of people, some of the people that live in my town, yeah, some of their ancestors committed murder against Indians. I'm not defending it. But I am saying that we still, warts and all, just like Mark Edge's life, warts and all, again, I don't believe you're a murderer, right? You were wrongly convicted of being a witness to a murder, right? Is that
something
what you
like
say
that.
You
yeah.
were? Yeah, something like that. Again, I've already said I think you're a decent human being trying to do what's good for the world every day you wake up, in spite of the people you hang out with, Mark. But I don't I don't dwell on your being having been a bear witness to, you know, to a murder.
I don't dwell on it either, Whit. Well, you and I disagree on a fundamental point.
150 years ago.
No,
and I'm not talking about that.
Whit, you and I disagree on a fundamental point. You believe that you can kill your way to peace. I do not. I simply put other points for you to think twice on in front of you, and you think that it's somehow me baiting you. No, sir.
No, I just disagree
that you can't kill your way to peace.
Okay, so you disagree with me then that Japan and Germany and South Korea and on and on and on, countries that are occupied by United States of American soldiers who did commit violence to get there, and they stayed there, and there is no more violence in those countries, and they're rich and prosperous. Again, Japan was not overrun by Chinese, Korea, or Philippines after we dropped the bombs in Japan. In fact, our soldiers stayed there.
Why is it so important for him to convince people of this point?
Well, I think that it really is.
It's a very important point because my dad was alive when all this happened, and he could have ended up in Japan.
None of it's going to bring your dad back. I'm sorry, James. He's gone.
You asked a question. I'm answering a question. How do you know if he's gone? Oh, I did mention he's in Arlington Cemetery.
You said he was dead.
Remember that. Right. Not today, but you remember. Good for you. Mark, my point was, the first thing you ever said to me was that Truman dropped the bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki to scare the hell out of the Russians. Really? Do you know who Victor Davis Hanson is?
I don't. I'd have to look that up.
You don't know who Victor Davis Hanson is, the famous eminent historian of Stanford and a big Republican commentator? 8 years ago on talk radio, I asked him that question because this is not something I hadn't heard before, just like the McCullough memo blaming setting up the Japs because Roosevelt saw some memo a year before the Japs bombed Pearl Harbor because the Japs wanted our craft.
You don't think Roosevelt wanted war?
No, I don't, actually. He did for
I'd like to ask a question.
Okay.
James, can I ask a question about Japan? You brought up how they raped hundreds of thousands of people, right?
They did.
Okay.
They did.
And that now is the assessment that since they were bombed and that U.S. soldiers stayed there, that it became a better country because of that and the rape stopped. Is that the assessment?
Those are two different things, but the rape sure as hell did stop once they surrendered.
Okay, but that's where I disagree with you, because Japan has a very serious issue of a rape culture, and it's very prevalent inside a lot of its media.
You think I'm a defender?
But you said the problem was that they were rapists. That's why they deserve getting bombed. I didn't say they deserve
to get bombed. I said that was a decision Truman made to end the war, and it worked.
So you don't think they need to do that?
Yeah, it's always shifting.
They were already asking.
I'm not shifting. It's something he is. Don't accuse me of doing
something. You are. You love to talk about something and then claim that we're not letting you respond, and then you change the subject.
I didn't make the claim. I didn't change the subject. Listen to the record. I didn't change the subject.
You never answered that question, James. Why is it so important to you to convince people of this point?
Stop. Rape hasn't stopped. Rape culture is huge there.
It's not an appointment. I love it. Okay, let me say something, Stephanie.
Let's take it up on another show, James. Thank you so much for the call. I do appreciate it. And,
you know,
he gets lots of opportunities to talk.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, that was a conversation.
Your call, 855-453. Sort of. Something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free
free. That's 855-450-3733. You can give us a call and talk about whatever is on your mind on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
You can also go get a free pound of coffee by going to coffee.freetalklive.com. Not better. Where are you going to get a better offer than this here on a Sunday evening? Go get a free pound of some of the best coffee. It's organic, shade-grown, top 1% grade Arabica. We're not just sending you a standard old store-bought coffee here. This is delicious, organic, shade-grown coffee. And if you continue to get your coffee through the subscription program there at coffee.freetalklive.com, you'll be helping people around the world because Free Talk Live makes it possible for, you know, teaming up with BuzzBox, it's possible now for us to give one microloan for every 10 people that get their coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com on average every 10 people. And, you know, so doing, we're able to provide people the thing that they need to start their own business and really pull themselves up by their bootstraps, whether it's some restaurant equipment or a little loan to get their sandwich cart going or a sewing machine to be able to make shoes or a plow to be able to do their fields or a bicycle. I don't know what they need. They know what they need. And if we can provide them that, there's a much better chance of them pulling themselves up out of poverty than just sort of throwing free money at them. That's why I'm, that's why I love BuzzBox, and you can go get your coffee there and help make other people's lives better at coffee.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones. Liberty Phoenix. Liberty Phoenix, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey guys, I just wanted to ask Brian if he's had a chance to read the book Galaxium by Matt Bellotti.
No, I have not.
It's pretty good. I just got it today. It's kind of written in a screenplay format.
Okay.
And it's based on basically a future kind of like New World Order. Brave New World. Where
okay, this is Brave New World would be Aldous Huxley, very popular book from the early 20th century, where everything, like from when you're born to even how you're born, everything's controlled by the state. How's that sound?
Yeah, it was similar to that in the fact that the main character is genetically engineered to just be completely controlled.
Okay.
The majority, I think, the rest of the society kind of has a little bit more control over their free will, but it's set in space. The main character is a pilot, and it was just really great because there's obviously a false flag attack. The main empire is coming up to this this new world, this new set of people that they've encountered, and they're called the Freemosons. And
the Freemosons?
Something to that effect.
Sounds familiar.
Freemason. But anyway, go ahead.
that's like the Freemason club where they serve mimosas every time they meet.
Nothing wrong with a good mimosa.
Freemosons.
So the Usurians, they want to buy the Galaxium that the Formosians have in their supplies, because that's how people travel at light speeds in this universe.
Okay.
And so they won't do it. It's theirs. They don't want to sell it. They need it for themselves. So what does these Usurians do? They do a false flag attack and destroy their own diplomatic ship. But they use the main character in order to commit the deed and actually take out the thing by controlling him. And he's completely aware of it at the time, but a security agent from Usuria has a little, you know, mind-wiping device and is able to actually take control of his body and make him do whatever he wants.
So it makes kind of a sleeper agent of some kind.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, what's the takeaway for you with this? Like, how do you think it... I mean, obviously it really resonated with you.
Well, yeah, I really liked it. I mean, like I said, it was written in a screenplay format, and I'd love to see it made into a movie.
Sure, but I mean, you think like it has a really great liberty message.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's
amazing. Science fiction is really one of those venues where one of those genres that actually lets you kind of get away with saying anything, even when you know people might not even initially be interested in subjects like liberty, you know, and anarchy or whatever.
Yeah, it's definitely got a complete. You know, anarchist, libertarian theme to it. The Freemasons are basically...
Did you meet Matt Bilotti at the Porcupine Freedom Festival?
I did. Yeah, I certainly did. Yeah, he actually gave me a ride back home to Illinois.
Yeah, he's a good guy, and I'm interested in checking out his book, too.
Yeah, I need to check this out.
Yep. So, yeah, thanks for calling and hipping us to it, Liberty Phoenix. Appreciate the call.
Thanks a lot, guys.
And if anybody wants to make it into a movie, boy, let's make that happen. It sounds intriguing already.
There you go.
Yeah.
855-450-FREE. I thought we had another call here, but apparently we didn't. So.
You know, something with science fiction that is really interesting, like I think a lot of people expect it to predict the future really, really well. It's not often that it actually does that, but I think when it kind of does, it's more of a case where really it hits you over the head and like you're right about for, you know, something like that to happen. I know a lot of people are expecting a New World Order scenario of some kind. So, yeah, it's intriguing to get a future look sometimes.
Let's go to Krister calling in on Skype. We've had a lot of Skype calls this evening. They always sound better.
Yeah, I love them.
Krister?
Hi, guys. I heard you were talking about World War One. Would you like to get a... I could fill you in a little bit about the blanks here.
Oh, sure.
If you don't mind. Yeah, yeah. The story about the Serbian, you know, the Prince...
Archduke Ferdinand.
Yeah. All of that, you know, it's just a smoke and mirrors, because understand why World War One started, you have to go back to the British Empire being the total, you know, dominant factor force in the world, and being having you know, before Germany became Germany, it was called the
Prussian Empire.
Oh, Prussian. It was several kingdoms who were like a union.
Yep.
And what happened was they were educated soldiers in their army, and they had never. But they were pretty darn, you know, successful in the battlefield. Now, what happened was Napoleon came up in a battle with the Prussian army and won, and they were shocked because the fact was the French army was made up from peasants, uneducated, illiterate peasants, and the Prussian army had all these educated, army, soldiers. So they were in a shock, and they had to find out what happened exactly. So they set up a committee, or not a committee, but one guy who was to find out. I can't remember his name now. Okay, here we have a break.
Yeah. Well, I'm interested in finding out what you think led to it. So just hold the line if you would. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Looks like World War One History Night here on Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom. I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
That's 855-450-3733. Final half hour of Free Talk Live's Live Sunday edition with Mark.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
You know, I will be away next week. It's going to be you guys here doing whatever it is you people do.
You're going to some lame political dinner.
Yeah. That's right. The NHLA Liberty Dinner 2014. You can go to NHLiberty.org/dinner2014 and come see me hand out awards.
Are you going to be speaking or something?
That's going to be a lot.
You're like the MC. Wow.
Yeah, I'm MCing. I make fun of people and give inspirational.
You're good at that.
I am pretty good at that.
I'm sorry, everybody. Please go to this. This is going to be amazing.
I'm not the best MC, but I'm not the worst MC either.
Yeah, well, I meant like putting people down.
They need a little ribbon. You know, you're going to get the best political activist of the year award. You need a little ribbing in the process.
They got the bull with the horns.
Indeed. That is nhliberty.org/dinner2014. Love to see you out there. And let's go back to Krister. He was on the line talking about what he believed the causes of World War One were. And I'm kind of interested in how he's going to bring this around. Krister?
Yeah, listen, I'm really tired. I'm sorry if I'm...
It's like 4 a.m. there, right?
Yeah, 3:30, actually, yeah. Anyways, the happened They happened to lose the war against Napoleon's peasants, and so they set up an investigation to find out what actually happened. So this guy, I can't for my life remember his name now, he found out that there is one crucial element in the education of the soldiers, those peasants, and that they were taught to follow orders blindly, not question authority. Mm-hmm. And when the Germans understood this, or the Prussians, they immediately set up an education system that would, of course, be sold to the people, like everybody needs to learn to write and read and arithmetic. But the meaning of it all was to get obedient soldiers to the army, and as a side effect of that, they also got obedient workers for the
factories and that sort of thing. Yeah, this is the Prussian school model.
Which, yeah, we're still dealing with this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's what the United States, public school system is based on. You're absolutely right on this, Krister, is that not only were they teaching read and write and arithmetic, but they were teaching obedience.
Yeah.
And, I mean, think about it. Bells, really? I mean, you're going to have people be able to use the bathroom and get up and move around on bells? I mean, you know, that's not all. I mean, it's really designed from the top down. You have to. For the big institutions that we have, schools the way they are, you have to have obedience. You can't have people learning their own way and learning how to be free people. You have to have obedience. Krister?
Mm. And yeah. And as a result of that, the the flourishing industrialism it exploded in Germany, and so the British Empire got totally overrun by the German manufacturing industry, and they were producing a lot cheaper and at a higher quality and better, you know, faster and everything. And they also were a total threat because they were planning to set up a railroad down to the Middle East or I can't remember, Turkey, passing Turkey down to, I think it's Iraq.
I've seen the Ottoman Empire, because that's safe.
Yeah.
Well, yes. And the British, of course, understood that this is a force they need to, it's a threat to their global empire. And I'm telling you, the Prince Ferdinand issue there is just a side red herring to make you believe that. But the true.
I don't think anybody really believes that the assassination of Archduke Ferdinand was actually the reason that these countries went to war. Most of them believe it has to do with different countries being upset with each other. I think you're giving the reason that they are upset with each other, and I think you sound right. I don't know. I'd have to look into it, but I love the explanation. And that they had all these alliances and things kind of fell down that way. I would like to point out that it's the U.S. stepping into World War I caused the lopsided Treaty of Versailles. If these countries would have duked it out to the 15th round and would have been a decision at the end, it would have been an entirely different treaty. And let's not forget that the U.S. paid Russia, along with Britain and France, paid Russia to stay in the war, causing the only party, the Bolsheviks, that didn't support the war to gain prominence. So you could claim that the U.S.'s involvement, I think it's relatively safe to claim, the U.S.'s involvement in World War I caused both the World War II and the European theater, and it caused the rise of the Soviet Empire, plus probably every other communist country after that. So the conflicts in Vietnam, the conflict in Korea, all had to do with Woodrow Wilson breaking weak and acquiescing to the Republicans that wanted to fight.
I would agree with that.
Thanks so much, Krister. I know that one of the favorite things of Republicans to do these days is to say, every war that's been started in American history started by Democrats. And there's a lot of evidence for the presidents at those times tend to be Democrats, but that doesn't mean that that was the only reason the people went to war. You can't go to war without Congress.
No, right. I mean, and the Americans at the time knew this. There was a huge anti-war movement in the early part of the 20th century, in the, you know, before World War I. I mean, just tons of people, I mean, as far as I understand it, lining the streets saying you can't do this. They knew, but people went ahead and went to war anyway.
Let's go to David in Iowa. David. You're on Free Talk Live. Can you hear me?
What made you think it was David?
Oh, I'm trying to read it the way it's written here. And
caller.
Yes, speak.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hello, Talk Live. Today I want to talk about this book I read, The Hero Akamura. It is titled Amakaka Ryo Hiyomeki.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Not one bit.
I want to say, happy Ramadan!
All right.
Well, I can.
It would have been funnier if we could understand it then.
Yeah, right. I can tell you that the board op is putting up with no nonsense.
Yeah,
I didn't drop that guy. He's like, I have a finger of writing theft. I tell you, you and your mangaka. <I'm here. laughs> So, Free Talk Live is. we're one of the few shows on the largest syndicate in, I think, the world, GCN, Genesis Communications Network, as far as shows put out. So they have these board ops in there, and these guys are dealing with big shows and little shows, but these shows, we're the only ones that really sort of work with our show clock, or the, not the clock, but the phone software. We're the only ones that are sort of allowed to put people on the air and take them off and that kind of thing, and that really works well with what we do. But these guys have to phones constantly, so they really do have, you know, their neuromuscular connection to that drop button is good. So, thanks to all the board ops there at GCN.
Yeah, I mean, and they got to get a feeling, because over time you can get that feel for when it's going to be a crank caller, and they've got to know better than even we do, or at least far better than I do.
Yeah, I think you've got to go light on the crank. You can't go heavy on the crank here on Free Talk Live, because you know, we're happy to talk to you about silly stuff. I thought that one of the best ones we had, and you know, was some time ago, was this lady who called in and just like, what are you guys going to do during the zombie apocalypse? And she's not really cranking us. She's just asking a silly question, right?
Yeah.
And yeah, we worked that thing for a segment. Absolutely. I'll tell you what I've got going for the zombie apocalypse. Not a problem. The first thing on your left, reach out. What do you have? A pair of headphones. We're screwed. Free Talk Live, 855-450-4. Free. That's 855-450-3733.
Yes, it's the Central Scrutinizer. I steal your labor by force through taxation.
My job is to spy on you and keep you from hearing things like the Freedom Fiends. I especially do not want you to torrent
Freedom Fiends episodes to keep them drone-proof. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives.
You know Bellawood Flooring for its beauty and durability. And now at Lumber Liquidators, Bellawood Flooring is on sale. Get 10% off every Bellawood pre-finished floor, including solid hardwood, ultra-strand bamboo, and Bellawood mat with a unique oil-finished look. Save big on pre-finished hardwood at just $169 a square foot and Black Forest laminate for only 49 cents. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find a store nearest you. Over 70 flooring deals and special 12-month financings available. But hurry, this sale ends Tuesday.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes?
Okay.
Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Final segment of the live Sunday show here on Free Talk Live. I'll give you the number real quick. Might be able to squeeze you in. No guarantees. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, you know, frankly, it doesn't matter because we will be back in 21 short hours. Well, 21 and a quarter short hours. We do a live program 7 days a week here on Free Talk Live. It's 7 to 10 p.m. Monday through Sunday. So you can call in anytime if you, for whatever reason, can't get your call in at 9:30 on the evening. Just wait for 21 hours and call in about it.
And if you go into withdrawal after Free Talk Live is over, there's a whole network called the Liberty Radio Network at LRN.FM where you can listen to other Liberty podcasts or go to archives.freetalklive.com and you can hear old Free Talk Lives.
Indeed.
Here's some of those internet-only Sunday shows from like 2010, right?
We kind of created LRN.FM for the purpose of having something to listen to ourselves. There isn't anything out there for the Liberty lovers to listen to. LRN intends to bring all this stuff together, at least, you know, as much as of it we can get together. And you guys have your own shows too. Please,
yeah, absolutely.
Pimp them.
Well, I'd love to pimp.
Can I pimp yours and you pimp ours?
Okay, go.
Okay, I'm gonna pimp Brian's. Brian does an awesome technology podcast. Every week, I look forward to it coming out. It's one of the few podcasts that I listen to every single episode. It's called Sovereign Tech, just like Brian's name, SOVRYNTech.com. And if you listen to the most recent episode that's out now, you can hear us having an audio threesome with Paige Peterson from MadeSafe.
I love the sound of that already.
Yeah,
that doesn't entice.
It was that good. There's no video, but boy, it was that good. Anyway, if you know, not to say that this was what was happening, but Stephanie and I have a show called Sex and Science Hour, and that's on the Let's Talk Bitcoin Network.
Indeed,
you can find that on letstalkbitcoin.com. It comes out about every week,
approximately.
And, it's just a fun hour-long show where Stephanie gets to talk about her favorite things, sex and science.
There you go. And let's go to we got another Skype call. We had lost our phone call there. Let's go to Skype. It's Nathan. Nathan, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
I guess my definition of celebrity pairing was wrong. I thought it was anyone on LRN.
It's a pretty low bar to get on LRN, right?
Yeah, I think think there are a few more besides that, but, you know, certainly they...
There are some that aren't on LRN, right?
Yeah, indeed. There's some people that aren't on LRN that are celebritarians in my mind. A celebritarian is a libertarian that is, for whatever reason, you know, liked, you know, widely.
Yeah, that's pretty rare
part,
in liberty.
You could say part of it is, you know, some people think that it's about attention grabbing. And about that, I wanted to ask Mark if you'd seen the Truth About series on the Molyneux channel.
I think I saw the Truth About something on Molyneux channel, like one thing, well, yes.
He's been doing like a series.
Oh, the Truth About Slavery, yes.
Yeah, well, it's a series, and it's usually a truth about, and then it'll be some person like Karl Marx. I mean, the latest one is, did Martin Luther associate with the KKK? And
Martin Luther King Jr.?
The general
right.
theme of these seems to be that if you're going to advocate moral propositions, then you need to be a moral person. So, for example, in the Marx one, he talked about how Marx never had an honest job and exploited his workers. And in the Maya Angelou one, he talks about how she personally had bad relationships in her life because of abuse that she suffered. And I don't know if I can get on board with this idea that you have these famous, I guess you could call them celebrities, they're dead celebrities, but they're kind of like these celebrities in culture like Marx or Martin Luther King that people look up to, and just kind of, I don't know, tearing them down, I guess, would be one way to look at it. Like, what
sometimes after they die, he makes a video about
it. Oh, yeah, yeah. Right after Maya Angelou died was when he did The Truth About Maya Angelou. So.
Well, he's smart in getting the momentum of, you know, whatever. You know, he generally picks things that are either evergreen popular or popular at that moment in order to get more views. And, you know, that's a smart move.
Yeah, I guess I just can't get on board with the idea that a person, it feels like an ad hominem to say that a person's ideas are invalid just because they had moral faults in their life.
Is that the claim? Because I didn't hear those, the one truth about that I heard.
That's the general theme that goes out throughout these truth about ones. And there was a video where he explicitly argued for that. I don't have it with,
yeah,
I don't have
it. His point I've heard often in these videos is to crush heroes.
Well, I think we should crush heroes. I don't think that there's any...
Yeah, and calling out hypocrisy doesn't hurt either, especially when everybody thinks of these figures as, like, can do right. no wrong, right?
Okay, but hold on. But you're crushing them to whose standard? You know, his?
Anyone's.
Yeah, but not anyone's. I don't think it necessarily be universal, because he has opinions on things that may not necessarily... You know, what's good for the goose isn't necessarily...
I'm sure somebody's done the Truth About Stefan Molyneux video.
He has done it himself. Okay. He did a video called The Truth About Stefan Molyneux.
Right, I mean, and he should. I have no problem with hero crushing. I do have a problem with... The one thing I saw, The Truth About, suggested that there were far more, like, Irish people enslaved than black people. If I'd have to look at it, and I find that to be difficult to imagine. I did do some looking into it, and certainly there were Irish indentured servants. You know, I don't think you had that sort of ongoing generational slavery. Mm. But you know, it was interesting. It made me think about something differently. However, I didn't feel like I walked away with the truth about.
You know, often, too, like, when people really make a point of, like, calling out hypocrisy, I mean, everyone has done things in their life that they're not proud of, and there has to be some process of redemption. You know, like, if everyone... I've done hypocritical things, I've done crappy things,
yeah,
and hurt other people.
Mark Edge is going to be a painful video.
Yeah, I mean, everyone has different facets to them. Like, hopefully people try to live morally, and they try to restitute victims if they've harmed anyone. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. What I don't hear a lot from him is, like, what is the process of redemption? You know, if somebody does do something wrong, maybe some of these famous people haven't even tried to make up for the hypocritical things that they did.
That's a good point, Stephanie, because I actually think it gives Mark more credibility when he talks about, you know, that ad spot about learning about morality and it bringing good things to your life, because he actually has experience that, you know, supports that point. So I think if you're a quote unquote hypocrite, that can actually be a source of credibility, because, you know, you've actually done the moral things you're talking about, and, you know, you've actually seen a change in your own life because of it.
I find that people are very forgiving, generally in this world. I mean, I am, for those who listen to the show on a regular basis, for those who don't, I'm sorry for the shock you're going to get here. I'm a convicted murderer, and that could be, I've got to thank You know, I've got to thank God, good luck, or whomever I thank every morning I get up for the great life I have. When I have definitely done bad things in my past, I didn't kill anybody, but you know, at the same time, I'm a convicted felon. There's a lot of people out there that they begrudge me having success by the simple fact that I was in prison. You know, hey, how come I can't have that level of success? And
well, there are also people who even who call into the show who basically believe that you should just shrivel up and die and not have any friends or relationships. Right. You should just kill yourself because you've done something that's totally wrong. There's no way you can make up for it.
Right. I don't know what exactly, you know, if you believe whatever the stories you read in the paper or whatever about me, and you choose to believe that, even so, what difference does it make? I mean, is there no process for redemption? Is really the question you asked. And I think that there has to be.
Yeah. And people
really offer it.
Yeah. I think some of these videos are incredibly unfair. I think sometimes he engages in especially with the Truth About series, expecting cavemen to drive cars. You know, I think a lot of times.
What do you mean by that?
What I mean is that a caveman has no idea how to drive a car. And I'm not saying that people 100 years ago or even thousands of years ago are dumber than they are now. If anything, we're dumber. But my point is that, like, just some of these ideas, they did not hit the fore. They weren't thought of, enough, whatever. I mean, standing on the shoulders of giants. This is how science gets built. Philosophy is a science, apparently, according to him.
Soft science.
And so, sure. But all the same, it would get built on giants. And so then to expect to hold their feet to the fire of a time, of an understanding that they couldn't, that I sometimes wonder, I'm not going to say for sure, they couldn't possibly have, I think is incredibly unfair. Call it what it is, that's fine. But to come out and just like demoralize and attack these people like ad hominem, like you said, I don't know. I think that might be bad form.
Well, I think that when you're looking at, like, for instance, the Founding Fathers. Obviously, slavery was something that has existed for thousands of years prior to the writing of the Declaration of Independence and the U.S. Constitution. I think it's fair to point out that it's hypocritical, but that we've discerned through a couple of hundred years that it's hypocritical. Not that these people were necessarily bad because they were doing it what everybody else was doing. However, I would like to point out the fact that Jesus didn't mention anything about slavery in the Bible. He's God and supposed to have the foresight. So I think that that's the one instance that it's sort of fair to do this.
But look, Murray Rothbard did not figure out the iPhone, and I think that's equating to what Stefan Molyneux does with these people.
I'm giving the number. Thanks so much for the call,
done.
Nathan. And he's already hung up, apparently.
He knows the show's over.
Yeah, you can check us out in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Quantum vibes. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. The brain implants an artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
Are you a programmer? Are you proud of your programming skills? If you can program, then you can prove theorems. And if you can prove theorems, then you can get proof that you can prove theorems at mathgate.info. Are you looking to employ a programmer? Before hiring an applicant, you can verify their skills by asking them to pass a test in basic formal reasoning at mathgate.info. All of this can be done using only Bitcoin addresses as pseudonyms. Welcome to the future. For more information, visit mathgate.info.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.